And welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM KPHX. Greg Isaac, Joseph Verdo, our great producer Eric Reiner. Dave will be joining us fairly shortly. And we know this isn't Fallout Boy leading us in. Who is that?
This is Das Sound Machine.
Is that what they really call themselves?
Das Sound Machine, DSM. This is their finale from
Germany.
Yeah, you'll have to see. They sound really good, don't they?
This is from the first or
second interesting.
This is from Pitch Perfect 2.
All
of the songs except for two of them today.
Okay, yeah, the first one. Yeah, the first one, of course, Anna Kendrick playing her cuts from, that was the first song that let us in. But, yeah, some great stuff there. And, of course, this hour is brought to you by Alexander's Auto Repair, 3310 East Thomas Road in Phoenix. Give him a call, 602-956-3781, 602-956-3781, or go online to alexandersautorepair.com, alexandersautorepair.com. So after you check out the movie, go get your oil changed.
And all you'll do is win, no matter what.
Absolutely.
If you don't have any stereo in your car, will he install a DOS sound machine?
You've got to call him. Ooh. Or go to his website and get the address.
What's
that
the
I just
website
gave.
Again?
alexandersautorepair.com.
Does he service in Germany as well?
Yeah, he very well might.
Very
if you
nice.
Ask him
work,
to.
Does he work on German cars?
He does. I know that.
Volkswagen?
Because he drives a German car.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Is it Bavarian?
Oh,
gosh, yes.
We probably just really confused listeners. They're probably thinking, what? I've got some
I don't know.
Strange
I think
foreign
maybe
show.
You're confused.
I'm confused. No.
This is part of Pitch Perfect 2, a German Kvasis.
Yeah. Well, okay. So Pitch Perfect 2, Did you see the first one, Greg?
I did.
And did you like the first one?
Liked it a lot.
Really?
To me, it's one of those cult comedies. When it came out, I'm like, what is this? Whatever. And it really blossomed Anna Kendrick. I mean, she was already good, but that really showed her talents off as the leading lady. She's great. It was hilarious.
Okay. And I saw the first one, and I absolutely... Well, I wouldn't say I hated it. I disliked it. I hated the fact that everyone else was praising it. You know, something that a unique factor is I had people in the press screening when I saw the original Pitch Perfect that were extremely noisy. They were singing along to the songs. They were tapping their feet, clapping their hands directly behind me. So
it's not the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Exactly. Especially at a press screening.
Well, this is you. You love to sing. And
I do too. I do too. But
when
I'm judging a movie, you know, for and the very first experience, and I'm trying to enjoy Anna Kendrick's voice because she does have a great voice.
She does.
I don't need to hear Mary Lou Sue's voice behind me. You know,
Mary Lou Sue is pretty talented herself,
and that's the name of the
and
publicist.
She's hot.
That's the name of the publicist. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, wow! No wonder they're not helping.
But we do have a special guest. We'll bring her on the line. Trisha, did you see and like the first Pitch Perfect?
Yes.
You did?
And yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. All right. So then we all know where we stand. We have two yeses and one no. And so let me tell our listeners about Pitch Perfect 2. And if you've seen Pitch Perfect 2, give us a call, 602-252-1480, or go to breakradioshow.com and chime in on our Facebook page. Anna Kendrick reprises her role as a member of the Barden Bellas who, after a humiliating command performance at Lincoln Center, and enter an international competition that no American group has ever won in order to regain their status and right to perform, because you know what? The world hates America.
Yes.
Yes.
For good reason.
Yes. And so in Pitch Perfect 2, it is the greatest battle that that America and Germany has ever had.
Well,
ever.
The world probably hates America because of that movie.
Well, yeah.
And because of the leader from 2000 to 2008.
Well, and so Pitch, the Barden Bellas. Yeah, the Barden Bellas, they are, you know, they're supposed to go on tour, but then here comes the DOS sound machine. They're kind of like taking over their role when they embarrass themselves. You kind of seen some of this stuff in the trailer.
Yeah, I think if you watched the trailer, which I regrettably did, I think that you don't ever need to go pay money to see the movie.
So you would not see the movie from the trailer?
Oh, God, no.
Okay. You know what? Eric was in the theater last night. He was one of the people singing and dancing and standing up there.
And drumming on the back of
the chair. Kathleen was like, get away from me. Get away. Don't do this. Don't do this. It's so embarrassing. But Eric just kept going.
But I had so much fun.
He has a little soprano voice. It's adorable.
I know. Yeah, yeah. And you know how much you loved our Glee show, which, you know, I do love the Glee. I do love Glee. And so I was surprised that I didn't like the first Pitch Perfect. I was really hoping that I would like this Pitch Perfect. I went in with an open mind, and I came out pleasantly surprised. Pitch Perfect 2 is just a bit aca better than its 2012 predecessor. It acknowledged, you know, the first one, my problem with the first one is I thought it took itself a little too seriously. This embraces the gleeful goofiness in the same vein that Bring It On. You know, you're a fan of Bring It On from... No?
Yeah.
Seriously?
No, I like the first one.
All right, the first one, yeah. Not all the direct to DVD sequels and stuff like that. But the first Bring It On, I mean, it's just a goofy movie. That movie with our friend Missy Pilgrim, Stick It, as well.
Yeah.
That embraced the goofiness, didn't take itself too seriously.
I didn't see that.
No? Okay. Well, you should. She does a great job in it, and it's just like Bring It On, and just like this movie. It doesn't take itself too seriously, and... You know, it's undoubtedly the fun factor, the entertainment value is the focal point this time around, even though the sing-songy sequel's quirks can still occasionally get on the viewer's nerves. The Asian character that talks under her voice and says weird things.
She's great.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah, she's outstanding.
I was so annoyed by her. So there's a few things in the movie that I still took, offense with. Not offense, but just a little bit irritated me.
Are you offended because
I was very
an
offended.
Asian actor?
Yes, very, very offended.
Well, that's
very
racist,
offended.
Buddy.
I know. The values surrounding...
Joseph, what about the tongue scene with the Asian lady?
That was the only one that was okay, the tongue scene. That was okay, yeah. The tongue scene in any movie, that works.
Was it two girls?
Yeah. And a nose. The values, now you want to see it, kind of, a little
no,
bit.
No, I'm confused, but so still not interested.
You're confused, possibly intrigued.
So there was a Jewish guy with two girls?
No.
Oh.
No. You'll have to see the movie to understand. But the values surrounding friendship, unity, and tradition that it advocates are admirable and fairly affecting. The finale is absolutely great. It's extremely entertaining. Enthusiasm is the runaway reason to see it, though, as are the amusing, absurdly performed mashups and medleys, many of which you'll hear on today's show. I'm giving Pitch Perfect 2 a thumbs up. Mm-hmm. So, Trisha, you also saw Pitch Perfect 2, correct? Trisha, are you still there?
Yeah, I saw it.
Oh. I'm sorry. I had myself on mute, so I wouldn't have road noise.
We appreciate that.
Yeah. Yes, I saw Pitch Perfect 2. I am giving it a mild thumbs up.
Mild thumbs up.
And yes, it was that silly goofiness that I thought I shouldn't say detracted. I enjoyed it, but I just felt like they were still trying to make a message, and it was a little weak on the message aspect.
Okay.
Personally, but I enjoyed it. It's definitely still entertaining. I liked the Sound Machine, and I enjoyed that girls rule the world because we do. but yeah, no, I give it a thumbs up. It's just not a breakthrough for me. I still like number one better personally, but it's definitely entertaining and fun. And you know, we had people laughing out loud in the theater I was in, and it was almost sold out on Thursday.
Yeah, I saw it on Thursday as well, for the first showing, and it was a very full theater. I was surprised. I don't usually go to the first screenings at night. I'm usually at press screenings, but I wasn't able to make that one.
Usually,
press screenings. Woo. Yeah.
You're number one.
And those are always sold out, by the way.
Yeah. You know what? Usually Thursday nights, especially with sequels, are pretty well off in terms of sellouts or close to it. And it's great to see movies that first night or even that first weekend with the big crowds. Comedies like this, because like Trisha said, you hear people laughing.
Yeah.
Now, I know you don't want people singing along with
it.
I get that. I don't want people singing along on the air.
Certain things. Da-da-da-da.
There you go. I think you were one of the singers, Joseph. We do have a camera that was in the theater. You were in the theater with Eric, actually.
I sang afterward when I got the soundtrack.
All right. You were wearing a blonde wig. You played the role of Kathleen.
He was
wearing a blonde wig.
Actually, half was a blonde wig. The other
half was blonde. The other half was...
Joseph. Joseph. But that's half the fun with it. That's half the fun is the crowd in there, right, Tricia?
Yes, but also, I forgot to tell you my favorite part of the show.
The tongue scene.
The ending.
Clay Matthews. I'm sorry, Clay Matthews and the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, yeah.
It's a must-see for Clay Matthews. Must-see.
Yeah, and of course we saw that. It's not that big of a spoiler because it's in the Super Bowl ad,
right,
for Pitch Perfect.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, that was a fun scene. Of course, the riff off, that was absolutely hilarious. We've got some sound bites from that a little bit later on in the show. You're going to want to stick around through the end credits because you do get an extra scene featuring Bumper.
Okay.
That was fun.
Yeah.
And one thing that I was disappointed with is, you know, Cups was an amazing song that came out of nowhere in the first one.
Yeah.
This one tries with a song called Flashlight that you'll hear in our next segment, but it's not Anna Kendrick.
Oh, okay.
And I don't think it's anywhere near as excellent as Cups, so yeah. I wish that they would have a breakout single like they had in the first
one. Yeah, Cups definitely was. That's part of the thing you remember from it. But, Tricia, thank you so much for your input on that. And I want to see Pitch Perfect, too. I hope to later this weekend. I loved the first one. Like I said, I thought it was like a cult classic before it came out. No one talked about it after it came out, word of mouth. Joseph's the only person that saw it that didn't like it.
I know. That's what made it even more frustrating to me.
I'm pretty sure if I saw it, I wouldn't have liked it.
Eric will like it. Eric did
see it. And I like music. And you guys are saying that Anna Kendrick is a good singer. I'm sorry, but she's just not.
She just is.
She is a good singer. I believe.
Is she singing on the next song?
Huh? Is she a singer on the next song? The boot. Yes, she is a singer. So we'll hear.
She's not a good singer. I just listened to it.
Okay. Well.
She's flat, first of all.
Well, did you like Rebel Wilson?
Have you seen her chest? She is not flat at all, buddy.
Well, I have seen Rebel Wilson, and I know she's definitely not flat.
Well, yeah. There's a whole lot of her to go around for everyone.
Have you ever watched Super Fun Night?
No. Is that a movie?
A TV show that Rebel Wilson was
yeah.
on.
That was good.
She sang on that, too.
I think Rebel Wilson's hilarious. I do enjoy watching her, but she's come a long way. I know she's hit or miss because she either has the group that thinks she's hilarious. You know, when she hosted, what was it, the MTV Music Awards or Movie Awards, I thought she did well. But then you have the opposite group. There's like no one in between on her.
She's like the token comedic heavy girl.
Yes, she is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'd be saddened if that's the only reason people hired me.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be sad if you had the millions coming your way.
You might want to check your contract.
Yes, no brown M&Ms, please. Right. Just red.
Right. But, but in honor of Pitch Perfect 2, we do have a special guest in our next segment, or two special guests from Mosaic, again, M-O-5-A-I-C, Joshua Hulsig and Rupak Ahuja.
Rupak Ahuja.
Rupak.
I'm sure he enjoys us doing that, but
he knows we love him.
They were on America's Got Talent, by the way.
Okay, very good.
So, but now they are a musical group.
Oh, awesome!
Yeah, and now they're a musical group in their own right. They've got a single out and stuff like that. So, and they go around on tour. So we'll be.
So it's pronounced Mofayek. Mofivek.
Yeah, I'm sure. No, Mosaic. Mosaic five looks like an
Mofayek.
But yeah, Pitch Perfect 2, two thumbs up, one mild. Mine's not a huge, you know, like enthusiastic one, but I would definitely check it out this weekend.
Absolutely.
So, two backings on that. And as Eric said.
Or you could just invest in a six-pack of beer and have a lot more fun.
I disagree. I think that Pitch Perfect 2 would be a lot more fun than a six-pack of beer.
You can bring the beer into the theater, and then you can drink
Well,
your
certain
beer.
Theaters will serve you beer.
They will, certain. Like AMC Esplanade. And you can start singing and break into song and dance while the film's going on.
Yeah, just get all loopy and just like dance around the whole theater and really annoy the heck out of everybody.
Well, everyone will start joining you. Everyone wants to break out and perform
they do.
During
break
the theater.
Out.
They just don't want to do it until someone else does.
Fame! We're going to make it to heaven. All right. So boot camp medley.
I can bring up the lyrics for you if you want to get that right.
That people will see me and cry. I don't know. Whatever. All right. So boot camp medley from Pitch Perfect 2 featuring the great Anna Kendrick.
Yes. Flat. He had a boogie
style that no one else could play. Flat. Back to basics.
She is. The harmonies help cover that up, but it's definitely flat.
No. See, that's one song, and then you can hear. Oh, you can't Rebel Wilson. No, you
just have to wait. See, she's not bad either. Anna Kendrick, good voice. We'll have a voice off with Anna Kendrick
Sing
next
on.
Time.
Come on, love.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh. Sister Gold, Sister Soul, Sister Flow,
Sister Getcha, yeah, yeah. There we go.
We gotta do the like,
I do like Pink. Yeah. She's good.
This isn't Pink.
No, but she was the original Lady Marmalade song. You know, Pink.
Did she redo that song?
No, they all had the lingerie on. Pink was the hottest. Her and Little Kim.
Running out of tunage here.
Yeah. Very good. Joseph's favorite, the Hanson Bros, or whatever their names were.
They're good guys.
And this is Breakthrough Entertainment, 1480 AM. We'll be right back. Now it's time for a breakdown. Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it, never gonna get it. Never gonna get it. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Never gonna get it, 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 never get it.